there is an argument made by the Iranian sociologist Asif Bayat, who is based at the American University in Cairo, that we should not look so much at the social movements, we should look at the non-movements. So all the different things that people do every day, not necessarily as part of a conscious ideological choice, or even part of, it's not part of an organized movement, it's just all of these accumulating little things every day that people are doing to change certain aspects of society. And that could be anything from waste, as I said, or pollution, over to social mores and lifestyle choices, and also the way that young Iranians choose to live as young couples, married couples, perhaps not repeating the traditions or changing some of the conservative values in society. I think these are more important than the political movements, actually, because one thing that I was told when I did some research on student movements back in the early zeros was that the real revolution, quote unquote, should be in the smallest unit of society, so in the family itself. And it was a student activist who told me this, and he said that one thing is that we go into the street and we protest and we demonstrate politically, but what is really important is if we take these, whether or not we take these values into the back home and into the family and try to reform our own family life between sister and brother, between mother and father, and between husband and wife, that's where the real change will have to come from. It'll have to start from bottom up in society and not necessarily by just changing the political system.